A young adult once told a ministry leader, "I do not know who I am anymore." That sentence is becoming common. People are told to find themselves, create themselves, express themselves, brand themselves, and rebuild themselves. Identity becomes a personal project, but Christian faith begins somewhere different. Identity begins before God. Genesis teaches that human beings are created in God's image. Genesis also teaches that God created humanity male and female. This is not a social invention, a floating feeling, or merely a label. Male and female design is a created, embodied, self-evident reality before God. At the same time, Christian leaders must not reduce a person to biology alone. A man or woman is a whole embodied soul before God. Physical, spiritual, relational, moral, emotional, vocational, and worshiping. This is where film ministry skills helps leaders think clearly. Modern culture often confuses identity by elevating one aspect of life above God's created design. A feeling becomes Lord. A label becomes Lord. A social category becomes Lord. A political cause becomes Lord. A personal desire becomes Lord. Language itself becomes Lord. That is not Christian identity. That is reductionism. Roy Clouser helps us ask, what is being treated as ultimate? In identity conversations, this question matters deeply. Is the person treating feelings, sexuality, personal choice, social approval, suffering, or self-expression as ultimate? Herman Dooyeweerd helps us ask, what aspects of this person's life are being honored, ignored, distorted, or reduced? Identity involves body, emotion, thought, words, relationships, justice, love, calling, and faith. But none of these aspects may overthrow God's created order. The gospel announces something better than self-making. In Christ, identity is received before it is achieved. The believer is forgiven, adopted, united with Christ, indwelt by the Spirit, placed in the body of Christ, and called to walk in new life. Ministry Sciences observes that people often live out the stories they believe about themselves, but the gospel gives the deeper hope. The truest story is not self-created. It is received from God in Christ. What helps? Ask. When you say, "I do not know who I am," what feels most shaken? What harms? Affirming confusion as truth or correcting confusion without compassion? The takeaway is this: you are not finally named by your strongest feeling, worst failure, deepest wound, or loudest label. Identity begins before God's created and redemptive design.